B-Pod Studios.
What day is it today?
Today is Friday.
It's Friday.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
It's not Father's Day, is it?
Not until Sunday.
The Sunday then.
Sunday? This Sunday or next Sunday?
Sunday.
I want it to be Father's Day. Every day.
You are the father.
Showtime. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 5:39. It's a beautiful Friday. Yes, indeed. Looks like a high of 87 today. Maybe some storms this afternoon, but that's okay. We need it. I don't know about your tomatoes, but mine are thirsty, so I need this.
Jesus.
Huh?
Sounds about
Stop
right.
Stop talking about my tomatoes.
Well, my tomatoes, I'm just saying, they need a little rain. I'll stop there.
Out of all of us, I'm sure yours are the thirstiest, Bob.
They are. Yeah, they're
thirstiest very, tomatoes they,
well,
in all
look,
land.
It takes a lot of water to make it a good tomato. Anyway, it's just you got to talk to the farmers.
Oh, yeah.
Be, you know, so it can't always be about us city dwellers. We got to talk. They know what I'm saying. Tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Rain. Okay. Tomorrow, cloudy and 68. And for Father's Day, Sunday, cloudy skies and a high of 65. Yeah. Not a beach day for a dear old dad.
Nah.
That's all right. Probably doesn't want to go to the beach anyway. He's going to do all the heavy lifting. Do you know what I'm
okay.
talking about? Right? Here's a fun fact for you.
Yeah?
You know, Father's Day, it wasn't officially a U.S. holiday till 1972.
Oh.
What took them so long to appreciate us dads?
1972. Probably because everything was handed to you for a while.
Okay. I asked the wrong person. Brian, what do you suppose that is?
Because every day was Father's Day back in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, give me the smokes and a paper and a bottle of scotch.
Say, son, take this $5 and once you go down the store.
Oh, my God.
You'll know what I want. Okay. Anyway, so Father's Day, Sunday, like I said, weather's just iffy. That's fine. How's everybody doing? Good day yesterday? Anything happened by LBF, you're, you know, locked in, basically.
Yeah.
You got something going on this weekend before Father's Day? Lucy's graduation?
I do. I'm having Lucy's graduation party, and I'm woefully unprepared.
Ooh.
But, Bob, I'm serving sandwiches with chips. You'll be happy to know.
If there's anything you'll learn from our time together, every sandwich deserves a chip. Right.
Just a little background for anybody who missed it. I had a party once and invited Bob, and I had sandwiches but no chips. And the party was so awesome and had people singing and songs and dancing.
Yeah.
And the first thing out of Bob's mouth was, "So, no chips."
Use a chip.
Yeah, I didn't. You know what? The sandwiches were lovely, but I was just looking for
the crunch,
as the
right?
French say, the accoutrement.
Oh, yeah, well.
Of a chip.
Yeah, you're so fancy. Yeah, you want some chips.
Or as the French call them, the crisps. Yes, no crisps. Anyway, good. Glad to hear that. It's fun. Brian, you got an exciting weekend planned, right? I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, I got to recover from the Celtics loss.
Yeah.
Crushing, and then going to the U.S. Open this weekend.
Awesome. I want to hear more about that coming up. The U.S. Open, everybody's talking about it. My son-in-law down in South Carolina wants a flag. Said, give me a flag if you know anybody going to the game.
Run out on the green?
That's right. Greg, what do you do? You take one off right off the green there? Hey, I'll look into that. So if you see any flags, Brian, grab a flag for me.
I'll do that,
Good enough. All right, it's 5:42. We got fun stuff happening today. We've been doing the dad jokes, and we've asked the listeners to submit their best dad joke. We do have a winner. We'll tell you who that is at 7:25. They got great prizes to win. Plus, the Doobie Brothers tickets. Go give you a chance to win those. We got Elton John. We got Buffett. We got Rod Stewart tickets. But in the 7 o'clock hour, we got some Doobie Brothers. How do you suppose they got that name?
Oh, I know. Because they smoke doobies, right?
Gee, you think?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
That's the one thing I paid attention to.
Yeah, very good. I think you're right. Oh, yeah, it's 5:43.
Find out if you're super smart every weekday morning at 8:05. The ROR Morning Show. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's 5:57. It's Bob, LBF from home. And Brian, this is your last day broadcasting from the home studio, LBF. You're back Monday.
Yeah, allegedly.
Oh, you look so... Oh. All right. Let's see what's happening. LBF's got the latest. She's getting comfy there, isn't she?
Yeah, I know I am. All right. It's 66 degrees in Boston. An Amber Alert has been issued for two summers worth New Hampshire children who police say were abducted by their mother. Elena and Chance Wilson were reported missing last night at approximately 9:45 p.m. They were last seen at their home in Somersworth, where they live with their grandmother. Their grandmother has custody of the children. They believe they were abducted by their biological mother, Kaylee Nichols, who's 32. They're looking for a gray Honda Civic, four-door sedan with main registration plates, 2827A, and it's a veteran plate. In other news, the Golden State Warriors are the NBA champions after defeating the Celtics 103-90 last night in Boston. Golden State held big leads most of the Game 6 of the NBA Finals and led Boston by 15 points at halftime. The lead swelled to more than 20 points in the third quarter, and Boston was not able to mount enough of a comeback. Hundreds of flights from Logan Airport were delayed or canceled because of bad weather on the East Coast. By 8 p.m. yesterday, there had been nearly 500 delayed flights and more than 150 cancellations. And Paul McCartney is celebrating his 80th birthday this weekend, and he kicked things off with a gift for his fans. Bruce Springsteen joined him at the final show of his U.S. tour in New Jersey last night. The Boss and Sir Paul performed Springsteen's Glory Days together before launching into the Beatles classic, I Want to Be Your Man. In sports, not only did the Celtics lose to the Warriors last night, the Sox fell to the A's 4-3 last night at Fenway. They take on the Cardinals tonight. Weather today, cloudy skies this morning, followed by scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. Storms may contain strong gusty winds, a high of 87. So put that umbrella on the deck down. It'll break.
Man, how come I never at those shows where the Bruce Springsteen comes out? Oh, but you know what I mean?
I don't get that show.
Right? Always here. It's always like, oh yeah, the next day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I was at a show where Lenny Kravitz passed out. That was the most exciting thing that happened. I wish I was at the other show where something happened.
Too bad.
Ripped.
Boy, that's something everyone's talking about. It's 5:59. Let's see how the roads are this morning. Brian Bell.
Check your ride. Brought to you by Ashbrook Furniture.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it's 6:17, and going to be cloudy skies this morning. Followed by scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. So, winds could get gusty. A high of 87, and that's all well and good because it's going to blow out that humidity big time. 62 tonight. Tomorrow's high, 68. And Sunday for Daddy-O, 65.
Whoa.
That's okay. We don't want to be sweating on Father's Day.
No.
We just button up this cardigan.
That's all Dad wants, right? Anyway, so it's 68 now. Brian, you're going to the U.S. Open for Father's Day. Congratulations.
Very excited. Yeah. My son Sam and I are going to go.
Nice.
We had some family that invited us to go. We got some nice little hospitality box to go to.
What hole will you be on?
We'll be on the 13th.
Nice. Was that is that a four, five, you know?
I have no idea. I think it's a four.
Three, okay.
It's a par four.
All right. That's good because you get to see him smash it. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be sitting on the green, watching him come in. That'll be fun. And I'm excited because the Open being back in Brookline, like for me, I have like a family connection. I don't know if you knew this.
I did not know this.
My great uncle Joe used to write for the paper in town.
Joe Bell?
No, Joe Looney.
Okay.
Joe Looney. He wrote for the Herald.
Yeah, I remember that
way
name.
Back.
Yeah.
He covered the Celtics when they first started in 1946.
Wow.
And he knew Francis. We met, and he covered the U.S. Open because he also wrote golf. So he knew Francis. We met, who like won this tournament. You know,
right. Wow.
As an amateur, like,
yeah,
the biggest story of the time. It was pretty cool. So we're going back to
That's
the Open
cool.
in Brookline. My family used to live across the street.
Now, how old is Sam?
He is 12.
This will give him the golf bug. He'll get the bug with this.
We've gone.
This is great.
He got to see Tiger Woods play when over at the TPC when they came through. It's a lot of fun going to see these guys who actually know how to play golf.
I like golf. You know, with golf. See, yesterday I went golfing at LBF.
Yeah.
Because I got the fever. You see, you talk about it. I'm like, you know what? I think I'll go out. So I went out with my nephew Adam and his dad. And
wait, you got the fever from the Open to go golfing?
Yeah, it gets in your mind. Yeah.
Right, like when I watch like Flashdance, I want to be a dancer. Okay, I got
it. Or a welder.
All right.
We need more welders, for the record.
Yes,
than
okay.
But anyway, so lean that way. Lean into
all
that.
Okay, good.
Anyway, what stinks about it, LBF, is I went to the driving range first to work out some kinks and some, some cobwebs and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And I hit them fine. You hit them fine at the...
Oh, yeah. Makes you feel good.
What happens? You get to the course and you're left, you're right, down. It's just horrendous.
Yeah.
It took me a while to figure it to get on the right track, but...
It's embarrassing.
It is. I wasn't...
For you.
Maybe I should stick to welding.
Really nice. Yeah.
Wow. No, it's really... I don't know what the comparison would be for you, where you practice and everything's perfect, then the actual act of doing it is not as good.
Okay, singing.
Really?
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
So
In the shower.
I think I'm awesome. And then when I go to do it, after three glasses of wine, I'm not as good.
You nailed it.
All right.
Yes. Okay. I should just play in the shower.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all. I'll just use the putter in the shower.
All right, just I don't want to even speak of what could happen
there.
Just too many golf ball jokes coming my way.
No, they're not coming your way. I was just saying that you're right.
Oh, God, yeah.
You sing good in the shower when you go out. Anyway, good. 621. Hey, this guy, Bon Jovi, joined Paul McCartney on stage to sing Happy Birthday. That's pretty cool.
Oh.
Yeah. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's 624. Happy Friday. Heading into Father's Day weekend. But hey, don't forget, Paul McCartney, big birthday tomorrow, 80. Can you believe that?
Wow.
8-0 for Paul McCartney. Still out there doing his thing. He was at Fenway, just a couple of weeks ago? And he was at MetLife the other night. And Bon Jovi, joined him on stage and sang happy birthday to Paul McCartney, 80 years old. Just amazing. You know.
Because he's fit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's good? He's good at 80 and doing all these things because he's a vegetarian or because he's rich?
Yeah, well, you got to say the same. All of it.
Yeah.
I think all of it is what it is. He does take care of himself. I listened to a podcast recently.
Really?
That he was on. And he wrote the song, Will You Still Love Me When I'm 64?
Yeah.
When he was 16.
Oh, God.
Now it's a distant memory. Right? Will You Still Love Me When I'm 84? You could do rewrite that one. He's got a younger wife. That keeps him young.
That keeps you young.
Right?
I
He's got to keep
Dave.
Up with her.
He's got to find himself a younger wife if something happens to me.
Well, you're younger, so that's
not
all
that
good.
Much.
Well, I think Paul's wife is 25 years younger.
Yeah, key.
That's the key.
Wife/nurse. Yep, do it.
You going to tell Dave that? I mean,
I've told him.
Yeah.
I'm like, go young. Because you know what? It's fun and also.
Yeah, but I know you.
Yeah.
Young, but not hot. Okay, am I right? Like a Nurse Cratchit kind of thing.
No, it's fine as long as he waits like an appropriate amount of time, like 3 or 4 years.
Oh, before he.
If I'm gone or decide to leave.
Just wear black. Okay. Anyway, that's good. So happy birthday, Paul, tomorrow.
That took a turn.
Yeah, it always does. Always does. Okay. Hey, morning court is coming up. We got a guy on the phone. Brett is calling. Now, his wife is doing real well at work. A promotion, I guess. But here's the hitch. Mm-hmm. She's burning through the money, burning through the cash like crazy. And it's one of those age old, it's my money. Don't tell me what to do with it. Or is it? So Brett's got some issues. We'll talk with him coming up. Brought to you by.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Brett. Hey, Brett. Welcome to Morning Court.
Morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Well, so what can we do to help you, man?
Oh, man, you got to help me out here. My wife, I love her. We've been married for 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. And we're both in our late 20s, and there's just something we cannot agree on to save our lives right now. And that is her spending habits. They've gotten out of control.
Okay. Yeah. Out of control spending habits.
Yeah.
Not good.
I don't know. My opinion. Like, she has this new habit ever since she got a high-paying job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's new and stuff. So, like, all of her extra money goes to expensive stuff. She's just buying shoes, bags, clothes, kitchen appliances we don't even need. Oh, my God. So many decorative pillows.
Pillows. What is it with the pillows?
I don't know. They just seem like they're going to make everything right.
Lord. Yeah.
Yeah. Pillows are soft and great, but there's no room on my bed now. I have to take 27 pillows off my bed.
Expensive pillows.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, like, I don't know. Just some of the things don't even make it out of the box. Like, we're talking, like, thousands of dollars, like, every month.
That's a lot of money.
It's getting a bit much.
I'm sure you've talked to her. Is it affecting you guys now, all this new money and new habit?
Yeah, like, at first I was just letting her have fun, but, like, just the other day we had to cancel our summer vacation this year because she hasn't been able to contribute, like, her half of it and stuff. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, I've, you know, only make so much at my job.
Mm-hmm.
And she's no longer contributing to her 401k just so she can do these shopping sprees.
That's not
wow.
right.
Okay. But just
yeah.
free, like, just living her 20s, huh? Okay. What does she say when you talk about it?
She won't talk about it. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, she says she can sell all of them. That's usually her big argument, is like, oh, like, if I just hold on to them, I can sell them in a few years and actually profit. So she's treating it like it's an investment.
Really?
Like, we're doing stocks now.
Yeah, okay. Instead of the 401k. Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, is it a lot of stuff, though? Or I'm just make sure you're not exaggerating, like, how much, you know?
This is how bad it's gotten. We were, when she wouldn't talk about it, but then the next conversation was, oh, then we might have to get a storage unit for all your crap.
Oh, okay. My God, that's money, too.
Wow. Wifey having fun.
Yeah, and I mean, okay, so, like, to get to the point, I guess, like, she comes from a poor family. Like, she's never had much growing up. So, like, this is her first, like, big girl job. Like, it's going well. She's able to afford things for the first time in her life.
Okay.
So it's like, I get it. To a degree, but I'm at this point of insisting that she just can go on a budget, maybe. But, like, anytime that conversation gets to that point, she just turns into the, it's her money, she makes more than me, she can do whatever she wants with it.
You've recommended a financial advisor might help get you guys on a budget.
I don't think that's even something she would consider.
Okay.
Because I've tried to, even with the budget and stuff. Like, her take is basically, like, we're young, we have plenty of time to save for retirement, let's have fun. But I'm not having fun. There's dirt between fun and just
wow,
irresponsible
Brett.
Spending.
Okay, so, but thanks for coming. It sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, you each have your own, the money goes into one pool, right? You make, so you pay all your bills together, and she's taking the leftovers and doing what she wants with it, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Is that all the right. right thing to do? Right.
Yeah.
You know,
it is her money.
Yeah.
But they are married.
They are married, and
so
you know,
it's kind of their money.
So let's see if we go. And they're newlyweds too. I mean, in a couple of years, they need to iron this out before you know things get worse than
right.
they are. All right, Brett. Thanks for coming to Morning Court, my friend. All you have to do is now is just listen. We'll light up the phones for you. See if we can get some advice to deal with this situation. Okay.
Awesome. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. 888-410-1057. Let's help Brett out here. We don't want Brett to sweat.
Oh, God.
Anymore.
Just seconds from no rhyming.
Thanks, Brett. Stay tuned.
Well, he sounds like he's, you know, downtrodden. Trying to lift this guy up. You know what I'm saying, Albie?
The end of his rope.
He's not. Yeah, he's getting close to the end of the rope. All right, she spends way too much money in his mind, but it's her money, she says. This is his wife. It's not a girlfriend kind of thing. It's, you know, partner that right now they're not on the same page. Okay.
No.
888-410-1057. Let's help our guy Brett out this morning. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's 6:49. Happy Friday. Going to warm up a bit. It's going to be about 88 in the city today. And it's 70 already, so there you go. Maybe some thunderstorms later in the afternoon. Cool things off. That's fine. I tell you where it's hot right now in Brett's house because he came to morning court, and his reason for that is his wife of a couple of years, been married, they're in their 20s. She has unbelievable spending habits, according to Brett. Just like bags and belts and shoes and stuff that he doesn't think she needs all of that. So how to tame it, so to speak, or should he? It's her money, she says. So let's say good morning to you, Amy. What do you think, Amy?
Good morning. Good morning. Well, I will say I only heard the last minute or so of his side of it, but I have a different take on it. I'm wondering, is he a very frugal person or a cheapskate?
Right.
I'm not a newlywed. I'm not in my 20s. I'm much older, but I have a boyfriend, and he is very, very frugal.
Okay.
We have separate money, but he does not want to spend a lot of money on everything, on anything. So if he's really limiting her and everything she wants is, oh, you don't need that, or they go out to eat and, you know, you shouldn't get a drink or things like that, mm-hmm. then I think they need to have a bigger conversation than that. Because living with someone who's really cheap is not easy or fun either.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I'm sure Brett's wife's position here is she's living with someone who probably she considers to be cheap. But she wants to live a little, but he calls her sprees, and she's not contributing to her 401k, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she has to be responsible first.
Yeah, it's not like she's getting an occasional, you know, Mai Tai with the girls, you know, it's like this, she spends a lot of money. So you understand that, Amy,
yeah, well,
right?
I mean, I'm not sure how much, and not sure how much more she makes than he does. I mean, you know, I do agree that you do have to live some, and, you know, the market's not great for your 401k at this point.
Exactly,
anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
I've been thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Okay, all right, thank you, Amy. You know, it's good. He needs to hear it from that point of view as well. All right, have a great weekend, Amy. Okay.
We'll you too. Thank you.
All right, Jim, what do you think of Brett's situation with his wife? Jim?
I think that I can't believe she's putting nothing in the 401k. Before you know it, they're going to be in their 50s. And well, regardless whether it's doing great or not, you're going to spend it on pillows?
Right.
Yeah,
I got 22 of them pillows too, but
I know.
I still got a 401k.
Yeah, you're right. So maybe the answer is maybe you do some of that stuff after you've contributed to the, you know, your lifetime save. Hey, they always tell you to do it early and often, right? Save.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right, Jim. We'll
Have
see
a great weekend,
I'm
guys.
Sure, glad to hear it. Have a great Father's Day, Jim. Okay. All right, Cindy, good morning. What is what's your take on this morning court for Brett?
Cindy. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Cindy. We're here. You there?
Oh, yep. Hi, yes. So my husband used to cash his check and walk around with cash money all weekend. I'd look for the rent or whatever. We had a rent, and he's like, kid, hands me $100. I'm like, wait a minute. Because, you know, you spend and you buy people drinks at the bar. I finally put his money in a joint checking and gave him an allowance every week.
An allowance. That's actually the budget. Maybe that's what they need to do. Is say, look, all right, you have your fun. You can't. I just want to control her to the point where she has no freedom. But you know, maybe after we've had our budget, good stuff.
Thank you, Cindy. Have a great weekend.
Exactly.
I like
you
her.
Too. Thank you so much. It's a great show.
I appreciate
Thanks.
I wish we had cash money to give you for listening. That's awesome. I like that. He's walking around with cash money all weekend until she got him under control. All right, 654-888-410-1057. What do you think? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. 658, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That's Elton John. Don't forget, we got Elton John tickets, all part of the free ticket frenzy going on. Elton, Jimmy Buffett, Rod Stewart. And coming up next hour, we've got tickets to see the Doobie Brothers. So stay with us for that right now, LBF. It's got the latest. What's going on, LBF?
All right, it's 66 degrees in Boston. The Golden State Warriors are NBA champions after defeating the Celtics 103-90 last night in Boston. Golden State held big leads most of the game, six of the NBA Finals, and led Boston by 15 points at halftime. The lead swelled to more than 20 points in the third quarter, and Boston was not able to mount enough of a comeback. Hundreds of flights from Logan Airport were delayed or canceled because of bad weather on the East Coast. By 8 p.m. yesterday, there have been nearly 500 delayed flights and more than 150 cancellations. State public health officials are confirming a seventh case of monkeypox in Massachusetts. The infected man had recently traveled internationally, and he's isolating in order to make sure he does not spread the virus. And financing a vehicle has never been more expensive. A new car usually has a monthly payment of just over $650 with an interest rate of just over 5% and a term of just under 6 years. The average monthly payment for a used car comes out to just under $550, but the interest rate is much higher at over 8%.
And going up, yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. In sports, not only did the Celtics lose to the Warriors last night, the Sox fell to the A's 4-3 last night at Fenway. They take on the Cardinals tonight. Weather today, cloudy skies this morning, followed by scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. Storms may contain gusty winds and a high of 87. By the way, this is brought to you by the All Town Neighborhood Perks app.
Yeah, Celtics lost. But you know what? If I told you at the beginning of this season they'd make it all the way to the finals against Steph Curry, probably the best player, you'd be fine with that.
You
say, that's great.
Nothing.
We're
going to
go. Okay.
Ow, it hurts.
Brian,
I was trying to help. All of the other teams.
Oh, you were talking to Brian.
I was talking about you feel fine about it.
Yeah. Anyway, you knew they were in the finals, right?
Nice.
Kind of. Only because I read it.
Yeah. Okay. I was saying to Brian earlier, it's kind of like you had a date with a supermodel. That's all.
Yeah.
It didn't end well, but you still had your date.
Still.
Right. You had a couple drinks.
A couple selfies. Yeah.
And you went home, and she went and said, later.
Loser.
Okay.
Loser. See, you were close. That's all. All right, what do you got for traffic, Brian?
Feels so much better now. Yeah, this is brought to you by... Happen. Yeah, thanks. Brought to you by Dunkin'.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:15. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. LBF just got breakfast from her hardworking husband, Dave. He would just make you eggs. What's all that?
Eggs and coffee.
I saw that because we're Zooming, and he just walks in with eggs and coffee. What kind of eggs
hands
do you get?
To me, like a waiter at a diner.
Jeez. What kind of eggs? What'd you get?
Over easy, I think.
Perfect.
Yeah, right? Like just soft in the middle.
Over nice. Easy. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Don't get spoiled now. Don't get spoiled.
I know. It's going to be a bad re-entry, let me tell you.
Yeah, coming back. But you'll be back.
Making your breakfast.
No, we are not. It's not going to be that over easy for you. New survey, and I thought we'd talk about this. And Dave's a fine example of it. That's why I bring it up. In a Father's Day survey, 45% of people say they think it's harder to be a father today than ever before. Not just their dads, but ever before. It's harder today to be a father. That's 45% say that. 16% think it's easier today.
What?
And 47% of dads think they're doing a better job than their dad did.
Oh, well, that's confident.
Okay, so first of all, right? Yeah, better than my... in that survey, 45% of people think it's they're working harder than any fathers before. Agree or disagree? I'm going to disagree.
You're going to disagree?
I'm going to disagree. Just because if the question was, are you working harder than your father? That's one thing. But if you're working harder than fathers before, ever before?
Yeah, I mean, I saw 1883.
They're working
pretty hard out there on the ranch.
But it's not about, I think it's not about men. Like, you could say men worked harder, when they were Vikings. Sure. But father, a father who's a Viking, not really a father. Leaving. Yeah. It's all for the mom. Okay. So it's easier.
So today's dads are more involved. There's no doubt about that, right? I see what you guys go through with all the, you know, because I've done it, but all the
but not as good as us.
Well, I don't have to do it anymore. I don't have to worry about the teacher portal. So you guys have to check and see what the kids are doing every day for school. No,
thank you. Happy last day of checking the portal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but we did all the things that my father did not do with me. I mean, you know, we went to every practice, every soccer practice, every field hockey and dance recitals and dance. Oh, we did all that. Yeah. Back in the day, you're right. The parents would just drop. See ya. What time am I picking you up?
Yeah, I didn't. My mother, my father never checked my homework. I mean, not to say that my father didn't work hard or anything, and he showed up to a lot of stuff, but not as involved. And his father had it real good.
Right.
Because my grandfather, oh my God, he would come in the door at 5 o'clock. My grandmother would pick him up from the train and then drive him home. And then at home, he would have a drink in the living room, and she would prepare an entire meal, full course, sit down with tablecloths and napkins and things like that every night. And everyone was on their best behavior. And she ironed his underwear.
What? Nuts. Okay.
Wow. That's service.
That didn't rub off very much for down the line, the jeans.
No, my father married my mother, and she's like, what?
Yep.
Will not be ironing underwear in this house.
Nope, wrinkly underwear for all.
I've never had ironed underwear. What am I missing?
You know what? I asked my grandfather.
Little starch in your shorts?
Yeah.
What's that, LBF?
I asked my grandfather. I bet you're missing a lot. Yeah. He's been like, keep this up.
So I think dads are more involved today than they were before. But think about what dad had to do back in the day. You have to mow the lawn. There was if you had a crappy riding mower, you had to, whatever. Maybe you had to push the blades of their lawn to do that.
I think dads in the past taught their kids more about life skills than they do now.
Yes.
Dads show up at all the games and all that stuff, play catch and things like that, but no one's teaching anybody how to change the oil in their car.
Right. My dad could do any of that stuff. I know your dad too could.
Yeah,
right.
My dad taught me how to
not Bruce
build stuff and fix stuff.
Not
and
Bruce.
Your dad taught you how to tie a tie.
Yeah. Your dad taught you how to pack for vacation.
Yes. And never whistle while you pack.
Never whistle while you pack, sweetie. Yeah. You don't want to seem that happy. So I do think dads are more involved these days with our girls. I mean, you knew where they were all the time, right? Mm-hmm. But I think dads in the past, you just be gone all day. They didn't care. They wanted you out.
That's right.
Right?
It's true.
Go out and don't be back by dark. That was
easier.
It.
You could really fool a dad back in the day. Nowadays, I'm sorry for you girls.
Yeah. We got your phone. We tracked you.
Sneaking out of the house. I mean, it was great when you didn't have a phone.
No, now we know where you are all the time. So maybe they have a point.
If you snuck out of the house with your phone, it would be, the long cord, right? Running back up to the window.
You had cordless, so by the time you were in college or high school. Anyway, so coming up, we are going to anoint the best rad dad joke. We're going to.
Oh, good.
We got a winner. We're going to be playing that for you because we've asked for all these folks to submit them at WROR.com for the grand prize. We'll announce the winner next, and we'll play their awesome dad joke. That's coming up. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, Brian, 724. I tell you, though, one of the things I'm proud of as a dad is I think I've taught my daughters at least what I think good music is. So, stuff like that. They love Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Isn't that cool? And one of my girls has a tattoo that says, take it easy.
And okay. Nice. Look at that.
Eagles.
That's the Eagles.
And, not a bad philosophy. So that's cool, right?
That's a good dad thing.
I've done my job. As far as that goes.
Okay. As far as that goes.
All right. So we've asked listeners to share their best rad dad jokes at WROR.com. We've got a bunch of entries. We'll take the cream of the crop here. We'll play those. And then we're going to announce who the grand prize winner is coming up. But first, here's some of the entries in case you didn't hear them.
I just got a job as the president of Old McDonald's Farm. I'm now the CIEIO. Hope you like it.
Hi, ROR. This is Troy from Danvers. I got a dad joke for you. Last week, I stepped on a box of Kleenex. Good news is nothing was broken. Bad news is a lot of tissue damage.
I like that.
Gotcha. All right.
Gotcha.
Did you hear the CEO of IKEA became Sweden's new prime minister?
Yeah.
He said he can't wait to begin assembling his cabinet.
Get it?
Hi, Bob, yeah. Lauren, Brian. As you know, we're celebrating the U.S. Open at the Country Club in Brookline this week.
Yeah.
Why did the golfer bring an extra pair of pants? In case he got a hole in one.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Golf joke. Thanks,
Dad. I'll be here all week. Looking forward to your call.
No, you're not. You're not here all week. All right, here is our last one.
Hi, WRR. Here's my joke. What do you call someone who tells dad jokes but isn't a dad? A faux pas. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Get it? Faux pas?
I get it, faux pas.
And joining us right now from Abington is Melissa. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How's everyone doing over there?
You, Melissa, are the winner of the Rad Dad Joke Contest. Congratulations.
Oh, no way, that's so awesome.
No, I'm just kidding. That was a faux winner.
No, it's not. No,
faux winner.
Kidding.
Gotcha.
You kind of got me for a second.
No, I got
you. No, he's lying.
You're the winner.
Poor girl.
You're the winner, Melissa.
You're the winner.
I thought I was fun with that. See? That's fun. Hey, Melissa. Yes, congratulations. Brian, what is Melissa going to be... what's in her prize pack?
You have won the Father's Day prize pack, including a $100 gift card to Patriot Place, a $100 gift card to Core Golf in Natick, and a $100 gift card to 110 Grill.
How about that?
That's so cool. And honestly, my dad just started picking up golf a couple years ago, so I have to share some with him, but I'm definitely going to take some as well.
So that's Melissa, hilarious.
Melissa, what's your dad's name? Because I think you did it in honor of your dad, right?
Yeah, his name is Nick.
Nick Bonomo, is that how you say it?
That's exactly how you say it.
Oh, awesome. So what's Nick do? What's dad do for work?
So we used to own a carpeting store. We sold it, but he still runs it. So it was in our family for over 50-some years. So we're still in charge of that.
He's a hardworking guy. Well, listen, I hope at least Dad gets to go to 110 Grill with you, right?
I guess I could treat into that.
There you go. All right, Melissa, congratulations.
I like Melissa.
She's fun. Well, Melissa,
thank you so much.
Well, Melissa, I think the audience wants to know, how old are you, Melissa?
I'm 36.
36? Look at that. Yeah. And so you got a husband?
No.
Oh,
so you're just going to...
Not everybody 36 year old.
Well, I just thought, maybe Dad would, you know...
We're almost out without Bob making it awkward.
It's awful. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Melissa. You just sounded young.
It's like
young.
Literally being at Thanksgiving dinner with an uncle who's like, so, are you dating anybody?
I just wondered if anybody else was going for dinner, but it sounds like it's just Melissa and Dad. Right, Melissa?
But I'm sure she has other people in her life. Oh, my God.
This is why you don't take Bob on a bank
Make
robbery.
Stop.
Why
so
not?
Close to a clean getaway.
Oh, right. Well, I got one more question. Mine.
No.
Melissa, what's the number one station for dads and everybody else?
105.7 WRR.
Yay! Isn't she great? All right, Melissa. Hang on. Well, I just thought you're a young dad. You with me? No? Okay. Anyway, they're going to have a nice lunch. All right, so morning court's coming up. I don't think it's so wrong to ask questions like that. We're going to talk to Brett. Brett is going to be calling because morning court, his wife is, in his mind, spending way too much money. He wants to curb her enthusiasm there a little bit, so we'll see what Brett's got to say coming up. Morning Court brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's 7:49. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian in Morning Court today. We just talked to Brett. Young guy, married a couple of years, and his wife has got some unbelievable spending habits, he says. She buys shoes, bags, clothes, kitchen appliances. It's just so much so, they need to upsize, not downsize, and maybe even get a storage unit, okay?
Wow.
I guess that's called upsizing, right?
Yeah.
Be the opposite of that. So we're taking calls at WROR. WROR.com, WROR 888-410-1057. We'll start with you. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. That poor bugger there with the spending spree.
Yep.
Someone go on and look at Hoarders. It's just the beginning.
You know what?
You go on Hoarders and it'll tell you exactly what she's about to do. So
she
won't sell anything. She won't get rid of anything. She'll keep everything forever.
So what makes you think that?
Oh, just to watch the show, and he'll say the same thing. Everybody thinks everything's a gold mine, and they don't throw anything away. Everything's packaged.
Oh, boy.
And they don't. It's unbelievable.
You have a horror situation going on. All right.
It is a bad thing. All right?
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a great Father's Day. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Lisa. What is your take on it?
To me, it sounds like it's the beginning of hoarding.
Hoarding? Oh, you think she could be a
hoarder?
Why? What are the symptoms?
Yeah, she's spending money, collecting things, thinking they'll be worth something in the future.
Okay.
Like Beanie Babies.
That's an interesting take on it.
Stocking up, you know, and
Because here's the thing, not to get too deep into it, but she did grow up poor, according to Brett, so she's making up for maybe lost opportunities, you know?
I grew up poor. I've got one pair of shoes.
Okay.
You know, I don't need to have 20 pairs of shoes, or I gave up pocketbooks. I see the hoarding. I know how it happens. She sounds like she's going to start stockpiling everything, and where she wants to buy a storage facility that she's got too much stuff.
Key point right there. Wow. Hey, at least that's a question that we should put out there, and Brett needs to, you know, think more about that one. Good stuff, Lisa. Thank you.
Good call.
All right, so the two people in a row think she could be a hoarder. Didn't even think of that. That is concerning. Right?
It is, yeah.
Because, you know, that doesn't usually end well. I'm not saying that's the case, but at least it's something he needs to look at. All right, 888-410-1057. It's 752. You can call, help Brett out. Maybe you got a different take. Maybe she's doing what she wants to do. It's her money.
Right. Nope.
We haven't had too many people think that's the case yet so far. What do you think?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, Super Smart. Brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. Log on today. See if there's unclaimed money waiting for you. Well, we took caller number 8, and we got Dan from Burlington on the phone. Good morning, Dan.
How we doing?
We're doing good. Dan, have you ever played Super Smart before with us?
Every day.
Every day. All right. So what's your rolling average?
I'm going to go with 7.
Seven
is a good day.
Solid score for you, 7. All right. So Dan, you are from Burlington, but you work for the Pepperell Water Department, right?
That is correct.
How's the water in Pepperell?
We're killing it here. We're doing a great job. So,
what are you killing? Wow.
They're killing it, LBF. Killing
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Killing
high quality
it.
Quality H2O.
Right.
Good.
All right.
Dan, anybody you want to shout out this morning?
Oh, I got my wife and kids at home, Aaron, Patrick, and Bradley, and all my coworkers here.
That's awesome. All right. Well, let's go, Dan. You seem like a nice guy. I'm sure you wouldn't mind $1,000 on a Friday. Let's see if we make it happen. You got to do better than 7, though. You got to get all 10. So here we go. Remember, Dan, you know how it goes. If you're not sure, say pass, and LBF will circle back to it. Okay, here we go.
What is 8 plus 2?
10.
An Arnold Palmer drink is made with iced tea and what?
Lemonade.
95 million Americans watched this 8-hour police chase 28 years ago.
O.J. Simpson.
What arrived in New York City from France on June 17, 1885?
Statue of Liberty.
And nickel weighs exactly twice as much as a penny. True or false?
True.
What has no reflection, no shadow, and cannot stand the smell of garlic?
A vampire.
HBO passed on The Walking Dead because they thought it was too violent. True or false?
True.
The study of human behavior and mind is called what?
Pass.
What was the first name of the American artist Grandma Moses?
Pass.
Which 100-mile-long waterway links the Mediterranean and the Red Sea?
The Nile.
Oh, man. Close. You know what, Dan?
You know what?
Listen, you rolled through the first seven, so seven is your average, and you hit it, buddy.
Yeah.
Here's what you passed on.
All right. The study of human behavior and mind is called psychology. What's the first name of the American artist Grandma Moses? Anna. And the 100-mile-long waterway that links the Mediterranean and the Red Sea is the Suez Canal.
You were so close. Well, he was in the Nile.
In the area?
Yeah. not in denial, but you were in the Nile. So you're in the same neighborhood there, Dan.
Hey, it was a lot of fun. I love listening to you guys.
That's really awesome.
Thanks.
You know what? And just because you said that, I'm going to give you a $50 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's. How about that?
Oh, I love it. There's one right in town, right in Burlington. We'll go there.
Look at that.
All right. See, look at that.
Normally, we're not as generous. But, you know, for Dan, we're going to give him a prize.
I appreciate that.
All right, Dan. Have a great weekend. Brian, you getting to eat Dan anymore?
All set.
We're all set. You have a great day.
Happy Father's
Day. Pepperell, buddy. And
thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. You try again down the road. All right. Thanks, Dan. Good stuff. Nice guy. And if you want to play Super Smart, just give it a go. Go to WROR.com. Sign up to play there. LBF will put the home version of the game up, and you can practice. Right, LBF?
Right.
And see if you are ready to hit that score. Okay, it's 8-11. Hey, we got Doobie Brothers tickets to give away in this hour. The free ticket frenzy continues. We're giving away all kinds of stuff. We have Elton John, Rod Stewart.
Really?
Jimmy Buffett tickets. Yeah, so this hour, we got the Doobies. Listen for your chance to win those. Okay, Brian, 8-11, how are the roads?
Check your ride, brought to you by Duncan.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:28. We had a morning court today with Brett. Newlywed, married a couple years. It's all going good except for his wife, who apparently grew up poor without anything, now is making a really good paycheck and spends on everything she wants. Everything from shoes, appliances, decorative pillows, everything. Some stuff don't even make it out of the box, he says. So he's got concerns that she is not even saving in the 401k. She says, hey, it's my money. I'm making it. We don't have any kids or anything, so I'll do what I want. Is there trouble a-brewing? Okay, let's see what folks think about Brett's case. We're going to start with you. This is Johnny B.
Run far, run fast. It's not going to stop.
Uh-oh.
I lost from two closets to half a closet to the second bedroom is now a closet. Nothing fits. It's all aged. It doesn't leave. I've lost real estate, and it's just a disease that women have, I guess.
Uh-oh. Well, I would say you married Johnny still, right?
32 years.
And your wife has similar spending habits, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Never stopped. We're living off my 401 because she doesn't have one now. Had one, doesn't anymore.
Oh, my God. This is like Brett's nightmare phone call. This is
like Brett from the future.
From the future.
It's cheaper. It's cheaper now to leave her now. It's going to cost you billions later on.
Oh, my God. Johnny B., your advice, is to run. There's no help, and you're living the nightmare now, and you don't want him to.
Exactly.
Well, Johnny, thanks for calling. We're sorry it's that way for you, but at least...
It's my nightmare. I've made it. I'm living it.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Johnny, at least I think you're going to help Brett maybe see the future, and it's not so bright.
Yeah, well, he's got to, if he can't pull the reins in, It's not going to change.
There it is.
You can't pull the reins, pull the ripcord.
from Johnny B. You got it.
From Johnny B. Hey, Johnny B., thanks for calling. Have a great Father's Day, my friend. Doesn't sound like you're getting much.
Thank you very much. Great show, I love it.
Thank you, Johnny B. That's awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you.
ROR, good morning. Terry.
How you doing?
Good, Terry. What's your take?
So I think, first of all, I'd tell her, you know, since we're in a relationship and we split our money, from now on, we're not going to be able to go on any vacations anymore.
Right.
If you're doing that and buy any cars, you know what I mean? But you can do what you want, but it is your money. So I do understand where she's coming from a little bit because I like spending too, you know?
Yeah. All right. No more vacations. So repercussions. Yeah. We got to get some repercussions here. If we don't do that, then we can't do this. That's that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good stuff, Terry.
Love the show. Thank you.
Isn't that great? What a great guy Terry is. Terry, you a dad?
No, I'm a young kid. I'm 20, but I listen to the 80s because it's the only good music.
Hey, you got wisdom beyond your years, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you, Terry. Have a great weekend, buddy. Bye-bye.
You too.
Wow, what a nice guy. Hey, Danielle. What's up, Danielle?
How are you?
Good.
I am this woman.
Oh, God.
I grew up not having money, and when I got a good job and started working, I started shopping.
Okay.
And I'm in my 50s, and I'm still shopping.
Wow. It's like you can't stop yourself.
I think it's more of an emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm having a bad day, I go look for some new shoes.
Wow. Has it been detrimental to your finances?
Not too bad.
Okay.
As I got older, I kind of slowed down a little bit.
Right.
But as far as hoarding, I do not hoard anything.
You just look good.
They're nicely put in I look beautiful.
That's it. I'm dressed to the nines. But anyway, for Brett, you're telling him that it might be an emotional thing he needs to look into, right? That's what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
I really think so because even my husband will say to me, if he knows I have a bad day, do you want to go shopping?
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. I had a bad day Saturday, and he said, I'll take you to the Rentham outlet.
There you go.
So you might have to learn to live with this, Brett.
You can pick up Brett's wife on the way. That'd be great.
All right. So, Danielle.
I really think it's more of an emotional thing.
Yeah, but you've learned to live with it. Danielle, thank you for calling. That's great stuff. Have a great weekend.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I hope you all have a good weekend.
I can't wait. All right. Thank you, Danielle. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, okay. So for Brett, he needs to just look into, is it something more emotional? Right, LBF? Is there something that's missing that,
Yeah, like I think people, when they want to make themselves feel better, they go shopping.
Danielle does.
Yeah.
Going to rent them this weekend.
I know.
Oh, boy. All right.
I don't do that.
No.
No. It doesn't make me feel
we
better.
We find other ways to, fill the holes, right, so to speak. Don't
food.
We? Food. Yes, we do.
Pie hole.
Yes. Yeah. I'm eating my 401k.
Yes.
And I don't go shopping because I don't fit into things.
That's it. That's it. All right. 8:33. All right. It's a feeding frenzy for tickets. So, yes, be caller 10 right now if you want to see the Doobie Brothers. Xfinity Center. It's a week from Saturday night. Be a great show. Looking forward. I would love to see it, but we're leaving.
Oh.
It's one of those groups that have so many songs. I know. Don't say it, LBF.
I'm excited for you. It's your anniversary.
It's your anniversary.
Yes.
So I won't be available, but caller number 10 is going to be available. Let's see who the winner is. All right, Brian, let me know when you get to number 9. We good to go? All right, let's go ahead and take the caller right here. Number 10, you are. Good morning. Who is this?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Andrea. Who is this?
Well, okay. Andrea, we're calling you about your extended warranty, actually.
Have you been thinking about
you
solar?
How about solar? You're thinking about solar? Yeah. Who do you think this is? It's WROR. You called us.
I never get through. I'm like, I must have the wrong number.
That's funny. I was going to say, you know how it works, right? You call us, we answer the phone. You're caller 10. You got a pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers Xfinity Center next Saturday night, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Andrea. Yeah, who are you going to take with you? Got plans for the night?
Not yet, but I'll figure it out.
I hope
you
do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Be a nice night. The Doobies, they got all kinds of great music from everything from Black Water, right? Remember that one? Oh, Black Water, keep on rolling, Miss. China Grove?
Oh, yeah, China Grove. Every guy in high school played that guitar. Anyway.
Taking it to the street. Good stuff.
Would you like us to sing any more of their hits?
Hey, Andrea, where are you from?
Rockland.
All right, you stay right where you are. We're going to talk a little bit about that extended warranty and get you those tickets to the show. Okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, you hang on. All right, that's funny. Who's this? I've been doing radio a while now. Never have I answered the phone with a winner saying, hey, who's this?
Am I the right caller?
Did I win?
Yeah, I like your style. Unexpected.
LBF. New phone, who dis?
Right? Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, we got more tickets to give away. The frenzy continues. We've just chummed the waters. Yes, you got more tickets to give away today. Don't forget, we're giving away Buffett, Elton John tickets, Rod Stewart, and many, many more. So listen while you work for a chance to win those. And when you just answer the phone, who dis?
Who dis?
They love it. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. It's 8:40. Brian, how are the roads? Last check this morning.
All right. We've still got problems out there. This is brought to you by Ashbrook Furniture.
WROR, 80s of March. Bob, LBF. Brian, happy Friday heading into Father's Day. Yes. What does Dad really want? Not much. I don't want much. I don't really, you know. I'm good. Carolyn keeps asking me what I want. Not from you, LB. I get nothing.
I just want to sit down.
That's basically it. I don't know. Well, where do you want to go eat? I don't even know if I want to go out and eat. I can cook. You know?
Why don't you go get a steak dinner?
Well, because I don't want a steak dinner.
Okay, fine.
I was just talking yesterday. I got to drop 5 before the cruise because I'm going to add 5. Done the math. If I drop 5, then add 5, it zeroes out. But you know what I mean? So
brilliant.
Yeah. So I don't know what I want to eat. Maybe I won't. Who knows?
Maybe you won't.
Dads are easy, aren't we? What's Dave going to get? Come on. Nothing.
I don't know.
He doesn't want anything.
No, he doesn't really. He's easy.
Yeah, and Brian, you're going to the U.S. Open.
Going to the U.S. Open with my son.
That's fun. Yeah. Easy. No flowers, no cards, no breakfast in bed.
I'll get him a card. I'll get him breakfast, too. I'll make him some breakfast.
That's really nice of you, then.
Yeah, well, he's been making you breakfast all week.
I know. All right, speaking of dads, we have a gentleman on
Dave.
What's up, Dave? Why are you calling?
Hey, how are we doing today?
Good. What's up?
I was kicking myself for not getting a dad joke in there, but it's pretty good, so I was wondering if I'd be able to share it.
Well, a voice like this. Yeah, no, let's hear your dad joke, Dave.
All right, so in eighth grade, a bunch of us are going to skip school, you know? Mm-hmm. So I call up the school and pretend to be my father. I'm like,
sound like your father.
David Ward will not be in today. And they say, well, may we ask who's calling? Says, yeah, this is my father.
That's funny, Dave.
Boy,
I love
that. Too bad.
All right. That's pretty good, Dave. I wish you would have submitted that.
He was a really bad drinker, too, and he loved baseball.
Yeah.
Never once did I see him make it past the bottom of the fifth.
The bottom of the fifth.
That's kind of old one, but the other one.
Nah, Dave, those are good, solid dad jokes. Very good.
But anyway, I love your show, and I don't know why I didn't submit it, but I don't know.
Well, there's always we'll do it again. Thanks, Dave. Have a great Father's Day, buddy. Guys. He's funny. He's camera shy. That's why he didn't submit his dad joke. But you know who did? Melissa from Abington submitted a dad joke. And here it is. She was our grand prize winner.
Hi, WROR. Here's my joke. What do you call someone who tells dad jokes but isn't a dad? A faux pas. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
A faux pas. So good.
I get it. All That's right. a good one.
Get
She's
it?
Good. See, she didn't have to say get it.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
That always is like a good indication that's a good joke.
If you don't say get it.
Yeah, you don't hear like Bill Burr being like, get it.
Okay, well, you know. Okay, I get it. Jeez, lay off.
Bill Burr's a little elevated past the dad joke.
I get it. I get it. Yeah, right? Good. All right. Commercial. Congrats, Melissa. She's going to share the prize with her dad for sure. All right. Coming up, commercial free for 2 hours. Don't forget yet. It's a frenzy of tickets still to come. Elton John, Rod Stewart, Jimmy Buffett, and many, many more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.